50 more migrants arrived outside of Vice President Kamala Harris's home in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. They were sent in a political stunt of sorts by Texas Governor Greg Abbott after his counterpart in Florida, Ron DeSantis, orchestrated a plane trip of migrants to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts last week. Now, those migrants are at a military base in Cape Cod, many of them seeking asylum. Doris Meisner is going to help us figure out how that process works. She's director of the Immigration Policy Program at the Migration Policy Institute, also a former commissioner for the Immigration and Naturalization Services in the Clinton administration. Doris, welcome.
Thank you. Pleased to be here.
So, glad to have you. And most of these migrants that have been bused in or flown in from the border, they come from Venezuela. They've applied for asylum. So they are here legally. What part of the process are they in exactly?
Well, they're at the very beginning of the process. When they come across the Border Patrol asks questions to determine who is interested and likely to be eligible to apply for asylum. And those who are not are not allowed into the country, but those who are allowed into the country. And typically, the Border Patrol then issues a document to those people that is called a notice to appear, which is a notice to appear before an immigration judge. And that immigration court opportunity is when the migrant has the chance to make the case for asylum and his or her eligibility for asylum.
So if they get that paperwork at the border in Texas, for example, but now they're in New England or Washington, D.C. or New York City, how easy will it be for them or how difficult will it be for them to make those hearings that are required as part of this process?
Well, it gets much more complicated, of course, because when they're at the border, they generally have a destination. Most migrants that are coming to the United States have some family, some relatives, some community, some place in the country where they're trying to go. And so the court date is set up for that destination. But in the case of these Venezuelans, for instance, some also don't have a destination, in which case the border officials work closely with non-governmental organizations at the border, and they work with the migrants to determine where they might go in the United States in order to have their court hearing. But basically, the court proceeding is intended to take place where it is that the migrant is destined to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the big lingering questions is whether the people applying for asylum are allowed to work while they wait. What can you tell us about that?
They are not allowed to work until 6 months into the country. The asylum system was set up to be able to decide asylum cases within 6 months. And so work permits are not issued until after 6 months. Unfortunately, and makes it much more difficult, the caseload is backlogged to the point that most migrants will not be able to get their decision within 6 months. However, the work permit has to wait that long.
Hmm. How backlogged is the system? I mean, I'm wondering how long the process might actually take for some of these people.
Well, there are, I mean, in general, as an average, the system is backlogged for years. So many of these cases will take 4, 5, sometimes 6 years to get heard. There are some expedited dockets, and there are some dockets where the cases are moving more quickly. So it will depend for these particular migrants to which dockets they're assigned.
If we step back for a moment and you consider your time working on immigration issues in the Clinton administration and all the years since then, what is your take on what is happening right now as these border state governors continue to send migrants out of their states to other places across the country? What should we make of this?
Well, first of all, it's unprecedented. Secondly, we have incredible changes at the border in that people are coming from many countries that have never come to the U.S. across the southwest border before claiming asylum. So it is very difficult to manage this situation. But thirdly, there has been a long-standing tradition between the federal government, state and local governments, and the non-governmental sector on how to manage this process. It need not break down in the way that we've seen where governors who are opposed to the administration's border policies are trying to make a, you know, showmanship out of it. There is a very, very well-established set of relationships where different levels of government and non-governmental as well as governmental actors work together to move people from the border to destinations so that they can go through their legal processes.
Doris Meisner with the Migration Policy Institute, a former official in the Clinton administration. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.